Welcome to the Total Wireless store, where total confidence awaits.
Our daughter's off to summer camp, and we're worried our network coverage won't reach her.
Don't worry. You got this with Total Wireless. Our phones run on the nation's best 4G LTE network. It'll be like she never left.
The nation's best network? I feel better already.
Now you can focus on how you're spending your summer.
Discover the Total Wireless stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Now open in New York.
Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, Denise Nadler, their friends and family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, today we have a very important topic, a topic that could change your life forever. If it's something that resonates with you, and if it's something that you want to go into action about, and that is holistic health and healing. today you can decide if it's for you once you understand what it offers you. Healthcare is a multi-trillion-dollar industry. We have many choices, but there are basically two different approaches. The traditional approach has the family doctor plus the specialist for every organ and system in your body and every disease and condition. The holistic approach deals with the whole person, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Please join health guru Beverly Nadler as she explains the holistic approach so you can decide if this approach to health and healing is for you. What I want to say that Beverly Nadler, our health guru, is for me and all of you. I know no one as remarkable as Beverly in terms of holistic health, in terms of knowing the right foods, the right things to do, all of the above. So she is my walking encyclopedia, my best friend, a favorite author, my favorite poet, and the list goes on and on about this extraordinary woman with this fabulous topic today. You don't want to miss it. Here she is, the one and only, the one I'm proud to call my best friend, Beverly Nadler.
Whoa, an introduction like that, I have to live up to it. But let me begin by saying everything you said about me, Joyce, I can say about you. What you do with this show to inspire people, to motivate them, and to educate them is such a remarkable ability that you have to put every guest at ease and make them feel that they are special. But we are, as you said, best friends, and that makes things even more special. But I know that what I have to share with people is just as important to you and your show as the fact that we really care about each other and we care about helping to change the world.
Absolutely true. I've got my pen in hand, my pad ready, because I always learn from you, always. But this topic is one of special interest to me.
Well, thank you for that. We need to recognize the fact that we are multidimensional beings. We are physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. That's all part of who we are, and we need to take care of all of this, but it's all intertwined. You know, there's a philosopher and who's also a priest, a very spiritual man. His name was Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, and he made a statement which is quite well known, and he said, "We are spiritual beings having a human experience." And so the essence of who we are is actually spiritual. We're souls living in a physical body. We have a mind to use in order to think, to create, to make decisions. But basically, yes, we are spiritual beings, but our temple is this physical body, and we need to take care of all of it and recognize that every part affects every other part. So when we do something that is helpful for our physical body, it is also affecting the rest of us. And when we do something that is particularly involved for the purpose of spiritual growth, it will also help us physically. But in order for us to explain what this is and how it affects you and why you should be involved with spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, in other words, holistic healing, we do separate it. And I talk separately about physical, what we do for the physical body and what we're going to do for the spiritual and emotional and mental. But I want you to keep in mind, no matter what I'm saying, that everything affects everything.
Absolutely. And the thing about good health, it's as Josh Billings said, it's like money. We never have a true idea of its value until we lose it. Sadly, it's something our health we take for granted until we step into disease or low energy or tiredness, all those things that beset us, we don't appreciate how great it is that we have it. And those of you that are healthy, count your blessings and know that there's always the next thing to learn to make you even healthier.
Very well said, my friend. Very well said. So let's begin with the physical. What we stress physically, most of what you're going to be reading about or hearing about, is nutrition, because we have to feed this temple, and we have to feed it well. And the biggest problems that we have today is knowing what's really healthy and what's not, because the commercials and the advertisements and everything that we have taken for granted about food, this is changing. We don't have the same nutrients that we used to have. The soil has been depleted. A lot of foods now have chemicals and preservatives and artificial colorings and flavorings and things that were never in food years and years ago. There's an overabundance of sugar, and sugar is being recognized now as one of the most damaging to our physical and mental body and emotional. Our entire human self is affected very negatively by the overabundance of sugar, especially sugar that comes from high fructose and various different forms. It's not even organic sugar, and that's not the best. But the fact is, there is way too much of that. People drinking way too much soda, getting far too little water, and we need pure water. So there are filters, there are different purifiers, and, of course, there's bottled water. And if you're drinking bottled water, please be sure to recycle, because ruining the environment is not helping us. So one of the biggest problems, one of the many problems, is what we've done to the environment and what we've done to the oceans and to the air because of all of the chemicals in our food, chemicals in our cleaning supplies, chemicals in our makeup and things that we put on our body. Years and years ago, we didn't have this kind of problem. It's the later we came to big chemicals, you know, better living through chemistry. That's a lie. For some things, yes, but not for the things that affect us, especially for our body and for our brain. So it's very important. You want to read labels. The food should be as natural as possible, to have as few additives in it. None is preferable, but I'm going to say if you are one who have never bothered reading labels, then look for the fewest possible ingredients, and you want something that is non-GMO. We've had programs explaining what is wrong with the genetically modified foods. You can go right into this website and actually put in GMO foods in the menu, and you'll find out, because it's way too long to explain. But this is not good for us. We need to take
Beverly,
care
were you
of
recommending a website? You said you can go into this website. What
oh,
website?
Oh, your website. I'm sorry. Blog Talk Radio website, Joyce Barry.
Oh, you're
Blog.
Saying my website for our shows. I thought you were giving a GMO website to see if what you like has those ingredients. You were just saying
go to past shows where you explained it. Yeah, there are. But in our shows that we've done, we explain what's wrong and we give the websites. So your shows, Joyce, especially I'm going to say the shows on Thursday when I'm on, are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of people. Beyond some, when I say beyond, different than many of your wonderful shows that are motivating and inspiring, there's a lot of education that we're giving here. And you find out what is wrong with the GMO foods and other things, too. We want healthy fats. You know, people are eliminating fat, and they're finding out that since they've eliminated fat, people are getting fatter. And people who are eliminating sugar but going with the artificial sweeteners, which are actually as bad and sometimes worse than sugar, are getting fatter. And this is because we're upsetting the natural chemistry of the body.
Beverly, what do you mean by healthy fats? What are healthy fats?
Avocado is a healthy fat. Coconut oil is a healthy fat. Nuts have healthy fats. Seeds, these are healthy fats, as opposed to margarine is not a healthy fat. Butter is better, but get organic butter so that the animals did not have any hormones, did not have any antibiotics. If the milk is not the healthiest thing for humans, generally speaking, but when you're getting any of dairy products, make sure that they do not have hormones and antibiotics. So that you're
when I hear unhealthy fats, what comes to mind, if you're having meat and there's a lot of fat in the meat, that's what I know to be an unhealthy fat. I always cut off every bit of fat when I'm making something in meat. So I would say that is, in my opinion, the worst in terms of unhealthy fat. Is that correct?
That's one of the worst. Yeah, that's saturated fat. Also, people tend to eat the fat on the chicken, you know, the covering of the chicken.
That's my favorite part of the chicken, unfortunately.
What can I tell you?
Really, I love the covering on the chicken where all the seasoning is.
Oh, well,
I've heard that said.
You can take the covering off and season it, you know, but that is an unhealthy fat. So
I just want to go back one moment. When you mention water, we all know that how important it is. Would you recommend a water with lemon? Some people say how important that is. What is that, just for the cleansing aspect?
Yes, it is. It provides it alkaline, begins your day with alkaline. Our bodies are much too acid for most of the foods that we eat. Are acidic, and they're causing the acid foods increase the microbes in our body. We have 10 to 20% of our cells, 10 to 20 times more cells that are microbes, friendly bacteria, unfriendly bacteria. The unfriendly bacteria has to be kept in check with the friendly bacteria. Acidic the body will produce many more of the unfriendly. So we're talking about the disease causing. So, yeah, the lemon is helpful. But, you know, it's just one of the things that people can do to help themselves. There's also water filters and purifiers that make the water more alkaline. But you want to be careful. Most tap water I would not recommend, not even in New York, which is supposed to have the best tap water. There's just too many things that have gotten into our water supply, unfortunately, and even with the filtering. Plus, the chlorine is not recommended, and definitely fluoride in our water supply is not recommended. There are so many things that we need to do to take care of ourselves, and a lot of it is not avoidable. You know, there's things that we simply can't avoid and have absolute pure things, so we do as much as we can on the positive side, like taking natural supplements, food supplements that are not just synthetic, not just made from chemicals, supplements that are actually made from food, so that we're getting more of the protective nutrients that we need to take care of our physical body. But we have to move on from our physical body, otherwise we won't get to talking about anything else.
Beverly, hold that thought a moment. I just want to say there's some people on the board in the studio. You called in anonymously, and you're in the host queue, which means you want to share something. So I'm suggesting you hang up, dial *82 and call back in. If you want to, in fact, say something to Beverly or myself or share or ask a question, just hang up and dial *82 and we'll have your number. We usually do not address any anonymous calls. Okay, back to you, Beverly.
Okay, so the other things before we move on beyond the physical, I must mention exercise and how so important. It's important for your physical body, but it is also extremely important for your brain. so for yourself mentally. And they're discovering all of this about the brain now because they have imaging machines and equipment that they never had in the past. So they are telling us what's important. Exercise. Exercise that you will do. Not just exercise. Well, I hate this, but that's not good. Find something that you could do. Even if it's walking. Walking is an excellent exercise. Sleep for your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body. And they're finding out that when we sleep, the brain actually detoxifies itself. So sleep is not only important to rest because the body needs rest, but the brain also needs that rest. There's so much more that we can talk about in any of these areas, but we need to move on so that we give a better sense of what we mean by holistic, taking care of mentally.
Wait, Beverly. You mentioned exercise. You shared with me an extraordinary poem on exercise. I hope you have that available because it's so special. Is that something you have readily available?
It's sitting in front of me.
Why don't you share that now? Only because you mentioned exercise. And if anything drives that point home, it's that fabulous poem.
Okay. Exercise, it keeps you healthy and strong. But most people sit far too long. They're on computers or watching TV night and day. Even children rarely go outdoors to play. I believe exercise should be fun. That's why I don't choose to run. I'm not very athletic, you see, so yoga is a great activity for me. There's only one kind of exercise to do, and it's whatever feels good to you. Maybe you're someone who likes calisthenics or an active sport such as swimming or tennis. Perhaps you enjoy climbing or hiking. Maybe you prefer the treadmill or biking. Are you inspired to work with weights? If you are, well, that's great. It's so important for your body to move. Dancing and even walking could be your groove. Exercise is vital for a healthy brain, by the way. So get off your butt and move starting today.
Bravo. That is so fabulous that I had to have my own copy. So thank you for that. It really is right to the point. Very, very
yes.
Good. Let me go to the board now. 212-584. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Rusty. How are you?
Rusty, how'd you find our show today?
I love all the Blog Talk shows. I go on there and I listen with my son, actually. We're big fans of your show as well, and I love that poem about exercise. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rusty. Where are you from?
We live in Queens, New York, my son J.D.
Oh.
and I.
Okay, and did you have a comment? You're in the host queue that you wanted to be on air. A question or a comment besides appreciating the poem?
Yeah, and it is about exercise, too, because I can't get my son, J.D., to exercise at all. And he has some problems with nervousness around people and shyness. He mumbles when he gets nervous. And I was hoping, if you wouldn't mind, we've tried to diagnose it, and it just keeps getting worse. Would you mind talking to him and just maybe kind of seeing what you think might help?
Rusty, I got to tell you, we're not doctors here. This is the whole.
Oh, I understand that. I totally understand. But
we're going to have to pass on that because we can't help you. I thought if you had a specific question. But if your son is listening, just know that
he's right here.
Go ahead, Beverly, please continue.
Okay.
We're not
just
psychologists or doctors. Go ahead.
Right. We're not doctors. Perhaps some of the things that we'll recommend, such as nutritional supplements, and maybe he needs, some help. There are agencies that help even without charging psychologically. A lot of people have problems psychologically, mentally and emotionally, because there's a lot of stress that people are dealing with and don't know how not to deal with them. We have a lot, again, on this show, That is Joyce's show. We have several different programs on stress, which tell people how to handle stress. We have programs on how to handle emotions. We have programs on mentally reprogramming yourself. All of this, and also with the type of doctors or health professionals that can help people. So this is all available. What we're giving today is kind of an overview, but we have shows that have taken each one of these subjects. Meditation is very, all of these things, and we've done total shows on them. So you might want to check on the menu on this particular site, Joyce Barry and Friends site, and look for the shows that might be able to help.
So, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. And something else that might help people of all ages is listening to this show every day. You never know what will inspire you, what will motivate you. And here, in the words of our health guru herself, Beverly Nadler, why you should be listening.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having this happen. Simply go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, and you will be able to see my picture on the upper left. Right under that, it says follow. And if you simply click on that, you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our extraordinary shows. Back to you, Beverly.
Before I go into the mental, emotional, and spiritual, how we keep those in balance and work with these aspects of ourselves, I want to mention the usually people who are involved in holistic health, they have a minimum of drugs, and in some cases, like myself, no drugs. And instead of working from the traditional point of view, the healing that they would get, because it's not, can't say that, well, if you're following a holistic approach, you will never get sick. Yeah, people will get sick. But also they use certain types of practitioners, not only if they're sick, but also as prevention. And I want to mention these type of practitioners right now: chiropractic, acupuncturists, homeopaths. Usually a homeopath will give you what we call a drug, but the drug in traditional medicine is such that the traditional doctors would basically laugh at it, because there's no molecules. It's all vibration. That's what it is. and homeopathic remedies work. I can tell you they absolutely work and never have any side effects. They go to naturopaths, people that work with nature, that use a holistic approach. They may get massages because they want to get their body better aligned, the muscles, to take out the muscle problems that are going on. Reflexology, another wonderful thing. I personally am very much involved with chiropractic. My ex-husband's a chiropractor. My daughter's a chiropractor. But all of these are things, ways that people work. Nutritionist, not a dietitian, a nutritionist to look, is there something I can do nutritionally that's going to help me? And also, as I said, not a dietitian, it's a different thing. Herbologists, people that work specifically with herbs, these are all ways that people will take care of themselves. Also, for their mental and emotional health, energy healing. We've heard of some of these things. One of the most popular ones is EFT, which is emotional freedom techniques. There's NET, neuro-emotional techniques. NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. These are energy techniques. In other words, they're working with the whole energy field, primarily with the mind and the emotions, because we know the important effect, the enormous effect our mind and emotions have. So these are different things that people who are involved in the holistic approach will use. They'll begin, if you're not familiar with them, you can investigate them. The internet, just go in and take any of these names and Google them and see what these people do. Another thing that's very helpful for healing is having a pet. They even bring pets, usually it's a cat or a dog, but it could even be a bird. They will bring these animals into nursing homes and play rehabilitation centers because they realize that these animals have a very positive effect. Everything is vibration, and these animals have a vibration that helps to heal. Another thing is the recognition of the importance of nature. If you live in urban areas, find a park or take a drive out to some place where you can be in nature, because nature is healing. You see, not only is our body holistic, in other words, every part works together with every other part. You can't say, I'm going to just help my heart. When you help your heart, you're going to help your whole body. You help your brain, you're going to help your whole being. It's everything, but also in this universe, everything affects everything, and nature is a healer. So these are other things that we do for ourselves when we understand that we are holistic beings living in a universe that is connected. Everything is connected.
Very well said, Beverly. And before we move off the physical, you might ask yourself, if you don't take care of your body, where are you going to live? So I just wanted to share that with you folks.
Well, that's a very, very, very true. Where are you going to live? It's no fun. As you said at the beginning, Joyce, you don't often appreciate health unless you begin to lose it. And what's one of the things that we should need to know, and it's very interesting because we did a show on it, is the fact that as we get older, it is natural for our bodies to decline. That is a natural, normal thing. And I was watching a comedy show the other day, and one line in there really stuck with me. A doctor was talking to a menopausal woman and recommending something, and he said, people were not meant to live this long. And boy, did that strike me, because that's a fact. That's a lot of things will begin to slow down because nature, now we're talking about walking in nature, this is a totally different thing, but nature does not care about you once you're past the reproductive age. That's just the way we have evolved. And so it has become important for us to learn how to prolong our lives and how to stay healthy. And that's why this program is important. And if there's no things that you've missed on it, I suggest that you listen to it again and go back, as I said, into the menu on this site to find out about a lot of the other things that we've talked about in detail. Another thing that will help keep you healthy is creativity, is doing something of a creative nature. It's interesting that when you're doing something of a creative nature, even your pain seems to disappear. Whether it's music, whether it's art, whether it's dancing, singing, sculpture, you can find your creativity in cooking. You can find your creativity in inventing things. And you don't have to be talented. You know, we talk about music, art, dance, singing. Think, well, I've got to be good. No, you don't have to be good. You just have to enjoy it because you are actually inspired as you're doing it. And what does inspired means? It means working with spirit. Spirit, God, the consciousness of God, the universal intelligence, working through you as you do whatever you do that's creative. That's important. And having fun is important. Laughter is extremely important. Find things to laugh at. Watch television shows that make you laugh. Instead, and I'm not going to say you can't watch crime shows and all those things, although I wouldn't suggest that you spend too much time watching the news because it becomes very stressful and depressing very often because a lot of things on the outside are not the way you would like them to be, but nevertheless, this is the physical world that we live in. So you need to take care of your own mental and emotional state. And laughter, interestingly enough, stimulates the thymus gland, and the thymus gland is the gland that is most responsible for your immune system. It is the major immune system indicator that keeps your immune system strong. So you want to laugh. You want to do things that feel good to you, and if you don't enjoy your work, then you're going to need to change your attitude. And the reason I say that is because we work most of the day. And you do not want to spend your day thinking, boy, I wish I was out of here. Oh, God, I don't like this at all. Yeah, I don't like my boss. No, either find another job or find a way to adapt to what you're doing so that you can find pleasure in it as you're doing it. This is an extremely important because mental and emotional stress not only affects your physical body, but it affects you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Yeah, that's very important to stay away from stress, stay away from toxic people, stay away from negativity. All that's very, very important in the mental domain. And it's very true what you said. Everything is connected to everything else. So if you fall short in one domain, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, you can know that it'll affect the other domains as well.
Right, you are, Joyce. Now, sometimes we can't avoid, there are people, we can't avoid everything that's toxic. We stay away from them to the best of our ability, or we adapt to them to the best of our ability, and that requires mental and emotional, literally I'm going to say work. In other words, learning to change your attitude or seeing things differently or recognizing, you know, a lot of people, they don't have enough knowledge to be able to make any changes. Their programming is such that when I say programming, their natural functioning, their conditioning is such that they're angry people or they're fearful people. And to the best of our ability, we would like to stay away from them. But when we can't, then it's important that we tell ourselves to recognize I don't have to fall into that pattern. The positive attitude, the law of cause and effect, look at this is always going on. Learning more about how the mind works will actually help you with yourself and it will help you to understand other people so that they don't bother you quite as much, because when they bother you less, it is less stressful. And at this point, I do want to recommend my book, Vibrational Harmony, because that book specifically explains how the universe works, the universal spiritual mental laws that operate, and also how our mind works, and it has some reprogramming techniques. Extremely helpful for your mental and emotional help and health. And you can find that on my website, BeverlyNadler.com. You'll find the book, Vibrational Harmony. Do be sure to read the foreword, which is written by my friend, Joyce Barry.
And that's Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com, BeverlyNadler.com. And I endorse the book and I recommend the book, which I certainly wouldn't do if I didn't think it was extraordinary. So go check it out at the website. And Beverly, one law there is in the universe that we have no control over is the law of time. So I know you have a lot more to share on the other domains. So we need to keep moving. So we've covered physical, mental, and we have emotional and spiritual, and I want to be sure you get everything in.
Thank you. Yes. One thing I want to mention, which is covers mental, emotional, and spiritual, is meditation, just sitting quietly and giving your brain an opportunity to relax. Also, it helps you to tune into your higher self. When I say your higher self, who you really are, your soul, your spiritual. It allows your brain to be clear of all of the flutter and clutter that goes on. It helps your physical body. It brings you into a higher state of a spiritualization. You just naturally go into that state. People who meditated specifically at the recommendation of doctors that told them to meditate for their health reported that they found that they were also had a more spiritual. And when you have a more spiritual, it's very helpful because you develop these qualities of hope, of faith, of compassion, of gratitude, appreciation. All of these qualities, which we can think of as being more forgiveness, these are all high vibration qualities. And if you followed any of the shows that I do, I talk about vibration because everything is energy. And so when we have a higher vibration, we are attracting to ourselves things of a higher vibration. And what would that be? That would be health, peace of mind, joy, happiness. It would be the things that feel good, and they not only feel good, but they are good for the body. They help heal the body. And of course, with spiritual is prayer, actually, but not just a prayer of supplication. Sometimes that's what we pray for, but also a prayer of thanksgiving, of appreciation. Spending some time doing that will, again, as everything affects everything, that spiritual aspect will affect you mentally, emotionally, and physically in addition. But some of the things that are really important to understand your emotions is you do not want to suppress them. You do not want to repress them. What you want to do when it's negative, you don't want to express them by yelling and screaming or putting all of your negativity on someone else. The way you'd want to express them is perhaps through exercise. Now, when I say that, I don't mean that while you're in a very upset, disturbed state, you should exercise, especially not an intense exercise. There's reports now, new research, on that's very dangerous. So what you'd want to do is, how do you calm yourself? Breathing is a way to calm yourself. Just stopping and breathing, rhythmic breathing, so that you can get your emotions back into control. We, as human beings, one of the things when, you know, the Bible says to overcome, what are we overcoming? We're overcoming the lower nature, which is all these emotions of fear, of anger, of hostility, of greed, envy, jealousy. These are the things that we're meant to overcome, and it's not easy because all of us to some degree. Every one of us has all of these emotions. It's just a matter of degree, and they come to us through the consciousness that we have evolved through every single phase of creation. And through the animal phase, our emotions have come from that. So it's up to us to learn how to master our emotions, to release the negatives, but definitely not to repress them, because that becomes very, very dangerous. And a lot has to do with changing our perception, which has to do, again, with the mind. See how they're included. Understanding how things work in the universe, and understanding that the law of polarity exists, the law of rhythm exists. What are these two laws? I go into detail in my book, but what they are is that there is positive and negative in this universe, and it always will be. We can choose the side that we focus our attention on, but we can't just ignore all the negative. Everybody chose to ignore the negatives. We'd have no one interested in the environment. We'd have no one interested in keeping animals safe. We'd have no one interested in taking care of our world. So we see these things, but we react to them in a positive way. What can I do to change that, to make it better? But it requires that we use our mind and we have knowledge. Knowledge is a very important thing. You know, Einstein said imagination is even more important than knowledge. And what he meant by that is when you have the knowledge, now use your imagination. It's how can I use that in my life? That's where the tool of visualization, mental imagery, affirmations, all of these things that we think of as mental, they affect us emotionally, they affect us spiritually, and they affect us physically.
And Beverly, this is so valuable, I cannot tell you, but we are winding down here, and I know you have other areas to cover as well. It is really fascinating. But let us give people a taste of it, and then they can go check out your website.
I agree with you. And basically, Joyce, I want to say that I believe that I have covered most of the things. And when I say covered, I mean given an insight into the things that are important if you're going to function holistically. Care about the environment. Care about animals, care about other people, have fun in your life, do something creative, spend some time in just quiet time for yourself, get a walk in nature or sit in nature, do things that make you feel good, do them with people that you're happy to be with, spend less time on your computer, less time on Facebook, less time texting, and whatever you do, do not text while you're driving.
Okay, I see what's happening here. You are mentioning all those things, absolutely. But in my mind, the way you were talking about each thing, you made the division physical, and then you share that mental, and then you share that. And as I'm listening to what you're sharing, you didn't stop and say, this is the emotional, this is the spiritual. So I was only making that distinction so people would have clarity, because I can see now, yes, you did say all that, but I was waiting for each category.
Well, I thought that I actually did say the category spiritual, and I talked about prayer and meditation and developing the qualities of faith and hope and gratitude. And when I talked about emotions, and I said never suppress them or repress them, learn have how to master your emotions and to look at things in from a more positive view. When I talked about the mind, I talked about the importance of knowledge, of having of knowing how things work. That ends a lot of the confusion and frustration that we have when we understand, oh, this is the way life works. So all of those things, in my mind, I was separating them, but again, they're not totally separate. That's the point. They're not totally
separate.
Yeah, they
kind of overlap. I get it. I totally get it. And you're right. You absolutely mentioned it, but I guess it was the way I was setting up my own notes, physical, and I listed it, mental, and I listed it. So even though there was an overlap, I didn't make that distinction. So I keep meticulous notes. So, yes, you did. You definitely did. And folks, what I want to say to you, you're getting extremely valuable information, and each one builds on and leads into the other. She's absolutely correct. So I ask you to ask yourself, when are you going to actually put this into action? Without action, just the listening is not going to forward you. It's not going to make that difference. Act, A-C-T, action changes things. And if not now, when? That is the question. Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? And folks, once again, you want to go to Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. Check out her amazing books. My website, my official website, is Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. You'll find out all about my coaching, my seminar program. So do check that out. You will see endorsements from people all over the country, testimonials from people just like you that have worked with me as a coach, personally and or professionally, and here are some of my favorites I want to share with you.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
CoachJoyce@AOL.com. And if you send me an email And in the subject matter, you put holistic health, Beverly. I'll know the show that inspired you to send me that email. In the email part of the letter, the topic part, just write your name, phone number, best time to reach you, and I'll be happy to give you a free coaching session simply by sending in that email. So do take advantage of the offer. Put holistic health, Beverly, in the subject line, and in the body, your name, phone number, best time to reach you. I just want to say, Beverly, now that you did an awesome job, Plato said the part can never be well unless the whole is well, and that's what you shared with us today. All the moving parts, how they interact with each other, and how important they are individually and together. So what do you want to share as we wrap up here?
I'm going to share a poem called Joy, because that's part of what we want, is to bring more joy into our life. As I said, that is healing. It's healing energy. I am eager for the future, grateful for the past. I finally know who I am and where I'm headed at last. It's been a strange journey, but I'm not looking back. I've shed my old beliefs of worry, fear, and lack. Life is filled with miracles and challenges to overcome. Keep your eye on where you're going, not where you've come from. Sure, life has its ups and downs. Nevertheless, we must know it all works out in the end if we're only willing to trust. I feel this wondrous feeling. My spirit's been set free. I finally found the joy I seek. It was always inside of me.
All I can say, Beverly and Natalie, you are awesome. If I were to keep a chart, what is more value about you? The health guru, my best friend, the extraordinary guest on the show, the fabulous poet. I wouldn't know which would be the thing that had the number one rating, since they all are right out of the ballpark. You are absolutely amazing. I'm privileged and proud to call you my friend.
May I say that about the way I feel about you and having the honor of being on the show? It's an honor for me. And I do want to mention that as I have hundreds of poems, you may not have as many, but every poem that I've heard knocks it out of the ballpark. And the one that you gave just before, oh, that is so excellent, and it's so true. And the reason people don't take action is because they're not programmed for it. That's where the mind comes in. That's the thing that humans have the ability to do, is change their programming. They can change their habits. It's the habit patterns that keep them doing the same thing and saying, yeah, I'll do this. You know, you've got another wonderful poem someday. I'll do it someday. And they never get to it. So thank you for having this wonderful show and for having me on it every week.
My pleasure indeed. And since you reference my poem Someday, I want to share it with all of you. Those of you especially who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong?
How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when?
And again, Beverly Nadler, I want to thank you ever so much. You are truly one of my favorite guests. I am always very happy, very joyful when you're on the show. You do such a great job. And folks, let me leave you with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to laugh along with us, sing along with us, dance along with us, and you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Welcome to the Total Wireless store, where total confidence awaits.
Our daughter's off to summer camp, and we're worried our network coverage won't reach her.
Don't worry. You got this with Total Wireless. Our phones run on the nation's best 4G LTE network. It'll be like she never left.
The nation's best network? I feel better already.
Now you can focus on how you're spending your summer.
Discover the Total Wireless stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Now open in New York.
Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at totalwireless.com.
Welcome to the Total Wireless store, where total confidence awaits.
I need to keep up with my teens this summer without sweating high cell phone bills.
Don't worry. You got this with Total Wireless. We have plans to fit all your family's needs starting at just $25 on the nation's best 4G LTE network.
I won't miss a thing.
Now you can focus on the important stuff, like arguing about curfew.
Discover the Total Wireless stores and get total confidence. The latest phones, the best network, all at great prices. Now open in New York. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at TotalWireless.com.